Hi guys, this is Jen, aka Heard the Owl. I once recorded Bandom Podfic by Rivers Bend to fill my unfamiliar fandom square for Podfic Bingo, and most likely as a result of Greedy Dancer's Podfic Love meme, I just received some amazingly wonderful and super sweet feedback, where they kinda hinted they'd like more Bandom. So, because I really cannot deny someone so sweet, and I'm totally a sucker for nice people who go out of their way to leave Podfic feedback, I asked Twitter for some recs. Greedy Dancer was awesome to provide me with a bunch, and I've sent out permission requests on a longer one of, oh my fucking god, so damn hot. But in the meantime, this was one of the things she'd recked to me, which I thought was perfect for podficking. But it's written by the same person who left me the lovely review, and so I couldn't, well, I didn't want to ask for permission to record it, because I was recording the podfic as a surprise for them in the first place. So, doing something I never would have done normally, I'm recording this without permission. And if you hate it, I will immediately take it down and I won't actually post it anywhere except my LJ, unless you give me permission to do so. So, yep. An Open Letter to Fandom by Shine the Way. Pairing Frank Gerard, rating NC-17. So I started out with Open Letter to Fandom about writers who use spit as lube, and then it got away from me. So just pretend that there's the bit about how writers write scenes about lube as though they're scenes with lube, but really, it'd be so hot if they just wrote the scenes without lube as scenes without lube, you know, or something like that. So then I was all, I would read the absolute fuck out of a story where Frank slicked himself up with spit, and then slowly shoved in, almost rough in the way he had to put all the muscle of his hips into it, halfway convinced he was going to have to pull out as Gerard went rigid and started to pant underneath him. It's tighter than anything he's ever felt, friction an absolute vice, and as he slowly, gingerly push, pull, push, pushes his way inside, it feels like the sensitive skin on his dick is being dragged back and forth, like he's fucking the tightest, hottest, softest fist imaginable, gripping him all around. He stops at the absolute deepest point, the flat of his pelvis crammed up against Gerard's ass, and just shifting in place is the most mind-blowing thing he can imagine. He's rocking back and forth, breathing through his teeth, each rock in and out, not moving him more than a bare fraction of an inch. But there's no slide and no give, and it's all nothing but clinging, damp heat. Both Frank and Gerard are going out of their minds because it's just so much. There's no room for movement and nothing to ease the way. They're pinned, trapped. Every breath causes the slightest shift, which is magnified 1,000 times and scraped bare nerves. Gerard is twitching and whining under his breath. It almost sounds like he's in pain, but he keeps hitching his hips up just the smallest amount because he wants to move. Can't stay still, but he can't move either. Feels like his insides are being dragged out whenever Frank pulls back the slightest little bit. And Frank feels the same way. Feels like Gerard's holding him so tight he's never going to let go. And Frank's going to be there forever, going out of his head with the sensation of it. Hot cold shivers of pleasure running up and down his spine, and unable to keep his eyes open. He could feel the spongy give of Gerard's prostate, and when he slides his knees just a tiny bit, it changes the angle so that now he's grinding up into it. Slightest pressure enough to make Gerard moan and sweat break out on his neck and chest and knees where they're wrapped around Frank's hips. When Frank finally comes, a sudden rush of slick around the sensitive rubber all head of his cock is almost enough to trigger a second time, and Frank bites his lips so hard he tastes blood trying not to move too much, let almost too much tip over the line. When he slowly drags his way back out, the relatively easy slide of the pull-out compared to the grating drag of the push-in sets Gerard off, and Frank has to stop again as Gerard clamps down on him and shudders hard, gasping over and over while one fist grabs Frank's arm and the other one claws at the sheets. Neither of them touched his cock because neither of them had to. Frank collapses next to Gerard, too limp to even blow his hair out of his eyes, and blurrily watches Gerard, who's trying to move his legs together enough to stop leaking cum all over the bed and giving the occasional yelp when an overly enthusiastic flex of muscles breaks through the just-the-right-side of pain soreness. Frank knows about that fine line. He's been there himself. He slides a hand over Gerard's stomach, loving the glide of his hand over cum-wet skin, and just pets Gerard for a while, both of them letting their breathing slow to something deep and quiet, sweat cooling and cum drying, until they have to separate and get up in search of the bathroom, and cigarettes, and a clean bed. Ahem! Or, you know, something like that anyway. Now I'm distracted, and this is where the letter sort of died. Anyway, yes, what was I saying? Which was, I've forgotten. The text for this fic can be found at shinetheway.livejournal.com/661613.html. And I, as always, can be found at Heard the Owl on Twitter or heard-the-owl.livejournal.com. And, thank you. You're the sweetest.